Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and right now chatting with author Charlotte Chandler. She has written a book, a biography, called I Know Where I'm Going, and it's a biography of an actress we've all known and loved for a long, long time, Katharine Hepburn. Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. Very happy to be here.
Now, Charlotte, this is not your first biography, nor is this your first book, is it?
No, it's my 12th book. And actually, they're all biographies, and they're all what I call personal biographies, because I knew all the people I wrote about, and I spoke with them, and the book is based each time largely on what the person said to me. My first one was about Groucho Marx, called Hello, I Must Be Going.
Why Kate Hepburn? Of all the actresses out there, of all the actors, why Kate Hepburn?
Well, why not? I had the opportunity. I was a friend of George Cukor's, the director, and I was staying at his house in California, and she lived in a cottage on the property, and he made the introduction. In fact, there was no real introduction. She ran through the living room asking, where's the butter? Because she wanted to bake brownies for breakfast. And they had brownies, but she and he had eaten all of them. They both loved chocolate. And so that was how I met her. And it was a marvelous conversation because it was with him. And he really talked with her and asked most of the questions. And so it was much more personal than it would have been if I just met her. So I never did actually do a true, ordinary interview with prepared questions and answers. But I came to know her over the years then after that. And it was a great experience, and she was a great icon.
As you'd gotten to know Katharine Hepburn, what made her unique? What made her attractive? What made her interesting enough to you that you wanted to write the biography?
Well, she was already one of the great stars of all time. I'd seen many of her pictures, not all of them yet. But I think that everyone knew Katharine Hepburn and knew that she was an icon of cinema, not just a movie star. And she was a very intelligent, perceptive, and funny lady. And she was quite forthcoming about everything. It was also as she was getting to be older and had more time and was free to speak. So that helped. But it would have been impossible not to be struck by her, just if she'd been an ordinary person, not named Katharine Hepburn, because she wasn't a bit ordinary. However, it was a great opportunity to speak with her. And I'd already written about people like Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, Federico Fellini, Billy Wilder. So she fit right into the pantheon.
Again, the name of the book is I Know Where I'm Going, and I'm wondering where that came from. Where'd the title come from?
It actually came from her. It was a film, a British film she loved, and she'd seen it many times, and she felt it just expressed the way she was, that rather early she found what she wanted to do, and the only thing she wanted to do, and she was dedicated to it. And she felt that if you find it early, you work hard and prepare, that life is a meritocracy and that you get to do it. So happily for her, nothing ever discouraged her. She had a few ups and downs, but nothing serious. And she was able to continue her career virtually into her 80s, beginning very early. And she started with Broadway, not a big success, but it led her to Hollywood and George Cukor and Bill of Divorcement. And the world was opened to her by so many people, Leland Hayward, the agent, George Cukor, the director, then Howard Hughes, who was madly in love with her and wanted to marry her, and who helped her a lot. And then he also got her Philadelphia Story, which gave her career a big boost. So she felt that she got where she got because she knew where she was going. I'm not quite as optimistic as she is, but it worked for her. And it does work to some extent. I believe that, too.
During your research, what did you find out about Kate Hepburn that made you go at one point, oh, my?
I think everything I found out about her, every movie that I saw that I hadn't seen, I liked. And I found the ones I'd seen, I liked even more. and then hearing her talk about them and how she got each film. She always had something funny to say. With Philadelphia Story, she said, "I got it by sleeping with Howard Hughes." And she liked that because it was shocking. Actually, they were together about 5 years. And she said sleeping with him was a lot of fun. And it was the great passion of her life, best love-making she ever experienced. But it did get her Philadelphia Story. And I don't know that anything special, one single thing, ever made me say that. Maybe the whole experience made me say, oh, my.
So she liked to say things just to get a reaction from people?
She liked that, yes, especially if she felt she was shocking them. And I guess maybe I looked to her like I would be shocked by that. Truly, I wasn't, but it pleased her.
What do you think her favorite movie was? Such a large volume of work. Did she have one?
She would say a different film almost every time I asked her the question. And all the way through her life, she would say it was the film she was working on at that time. But she loved to work. Bill of Divorcement always remained one of the great favorites because it was something that she did first. And that can only happen that one time. And it launched her career fantastically. And she liked Philadelphia Story because it picked up her career when she was failing. And she also liked Woman of the Year because she met Spencer Tracy. And she would say, oh, Spence.
There have been a few biographies written about Katharine Hepburn. What makes yours unique?
Well, the one that I did is very personal because it was her conversations with me. And while I did research, I actually tried to avoid other books that are written when I'm just about to write because I don't want to mix up what's in my head and what's in my notes with anything else. So there weren't as many as everyone says. Everyone says there were so many, but there weren't that many. And there was a nice book written by her, and there are others which take a different stand, but mine was what I found.
Charlotte, you've written 12 books. Is there a 13th to come?
Yes, there is. I'm not quite sure which one it's going to be. I'm thinking at the moment.
Well, Charlotte, we really appreciate your time. Again, author Charlotte Chandler. She's written a biography of Katharine Hepburn called I Know Where I'm Going. A lot of success with it.
Thank you very much.